Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, we surrender, withholding nothing, I give you all of me. 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 I surrender all. I surrender all. All to you I give. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to you I give. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Withholding nothing. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. And we say, King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I surrender all. I surrender all. all to you I give. I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. We say yes, we surrender, 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 we say yes. We surrender, I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. I surrender all, I surrender all to you I give. I give you all of me, I give you all of me, I give you all of me, holding nothing. I give you all of me, I give you all of me, I give you all of me, withholding nothing. I give you all of me, I give you all of me, I give you all of me, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I am Psalmist Kaylin, and thank you so much for this beautiful time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Daryl, for seating and greeting our family this morning on the Master's Call. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts and the entire Master's Call family, we welcome you. Well, guess what? We are almost 12 years old. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by our dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture reference on which we stand, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages from the inception of this call have been stored. And the website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. And you can also go there to find the full bio of all of our speakers. Every year, the Holy Spirit blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And the theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience and all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, family, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Daryl do, or as the psalmist, as Psalmist Keisha did, or as a host, which is what I'm doing, or perhaps God has put a word in your heart that you would want to share, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report that you want to share with us. Well, all of that info can be sent to the Master's info at themasterscall.net. Again, info at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will contact you. And know that we are always praying for you. And remember, there are no auditions to be a part of our team, and we would love to have you. Now, as you know, we stay over a little bit longer on Fridays to take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. However, as I said before, we are praying for you 24/7 when you send your prayer request to info@themasterscall.net. Now, the company that brought us all together over 30 years ago is the D.H. de Leon family, and this was once known as Artists International and is now known as Artists Life. And to find out more about the company and the products, just call, get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, and it's held by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you information about the products at Artist Life. And that call is Monday through Friday, immediately following this call. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Excuse me, again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. We also have a bypass number that you can reach, and that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And you want to use that number should your carrier charge you to access this call, because we don't want anyone to have to pay to be blessed by the Master's Call. And today is Awareness Wednesday on the MMC call. And as I said, I said I don't want you to have to pay to access the Master's Call, but we don't want you to have to pay to access the MMC call either. Well, I'm going to get out of the way and so that we can have enough time for our speaker, and she's absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She hails from the Bronx, New York. She is the fourth floor captain at Concourse Village. She's also an entrepreneur. She is a graduate of the New York Police Department, and she's Citizens Police, and she attends she has a church that she is so dear, that is so dear to her heart. She also has a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary. So I'm going to pray, and then I will get out of the way so that the woman who is Christ-centered, yielded to the Holy Spirit, necessary and thoughtful, helpful and intentional, and is able, none other than our minister, Cynthia Cox, will be whom you will hear from after I pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts, so thankful for this day that you have made, so thankful for allowing us to be a part of it. Now, God, we don't know what this day is going to hold, but one thing is for sure, we know who holds the day. So as we start our day off here at the Master's Call, we ask that you will bless the speaker, God, that you bless Minister Cox, God, that the words that you give her are straight from the Holy Ghost throne, and she gives it to us just as you gave it to her. We ask that you use her mightily as you hide her behind the cross. God, we're so thankful for her and for all that Minister Cynthia does for the kingdom of God. Now this call, we pray, will go forth with clarity, for Satan nor any of his cohorts or imps are welcome. This call is covered by the blood of the Lord and the word of our testimony. So we take the authority you have given us, Lord, to crush and put him under our feet in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we call it done, as we loose the Holy Spirit over this call. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Cynthia, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Minister Wheeler and the Master's Call family. Thank you. Can you hear me? Well, let me rejoice. I'm rejoicing this morning, this Wednesday morning. I'm giving God all the praise. I thank him for waking me up and starting me off in a new, brand new day. I can't thank him enough. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for that tag, prayer. The power breaks every chain. Yes, it breaks every chain. Thank you, Songless Kalen, for your praise and worship. Oh, I totally appreciate that. Let me just say thank you this morning. I give God the praise for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They share with us that the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. The Lord is our strength. Amen. Amen. I want to lift up the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us worldwide. And also keep the staff lifted in your prayers every day. Well, I want to thank you. I won't be before you long, but I'm excited this morning to come to you for a few minutes with a word that's on my heart. And I thank you for bringing. I changed my sermon about three times, but this one seems to have closer to my heart. My subject today, be intentional with your time. Be intentional with your time. So we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough for all that you do and what we're doing. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your constant care over our lives. We know that you does mean life, and you love us. Lord, we know that you care for us. Keep us closer to you. Help us to have confidence and rest and assure that you are always with us. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Be intentional with your time. Well, you know, we can't get time back. Every minute counts. Every minute counts. So you have to be intentional with your time. I'm coming from Ephesians 5:15-16 said, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Make the most of every opportunity, because there's evil on every hand. We thank you this morning. We thank you for thank you. We can't thank you enough. Be intentional with your time. It's always interesting how we prepare ourselves for New Year's Eve. Our expectation is high. So we set out to improve our lives in many areas. We gear up to eat the right thing, exercise, use our time to the fullest. Our New Year's Eve is old. My friends were setting themselves up for conquering the year by establishing their word for the year. Like Dr. Vanessa, she established one for every year, be obedient. That sounds like a good idea. So I thought about myself, what would my word be? And my word was, be still and know I'm God. That was mine coming in 2022. I really gave my time, attention, the word intentionally came to my mind. After all, don't we all want to live intentional life? We have desire and dreams and hopes for a better way of doing things. Amen. When our friends asked us what the word for the year was, I probably said intentional. Intentionally, because if you be said, no, I am God, that's intentional. That's really intentional. But it didn't take me long to realize that good intentions aren't enough. All those sound good. I saw how many things I had did out of habit. Still find myself taking longer to accomplish my daily goals because other things in my day easily distract me. So I found that I need to step back and, as the Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon said, I had to shut up ministry. So I had to shut up and just be still. So I said, it's easy in the morning to pick up your phone and look at your text messages and do scanning and do emails and do everything but in our social media. So we scroll down to new feed, and before we know it, it is a lot of time has gone by. Meanwhile, many of us rush through breakfast. It takes only one. We barely engage our family in the morning because we are in a rush trying to get to work. So we need to be intentional. We find ourselves missing great opportunity to spend time in more valuable ways because we've been time less important activities. We rush to accomplish the things that we want to achieve, but we have to be intentional with your time. Be intentional is so important. If we are going to reach our goals, we have to set plans on purpose. Take action. In fact, word intention means that it's aiming for a plan. If you be intentional, it's just about setting goals, about setting plans to reach out those goals. If we are living fearlessly and freely, we need to be more interested in teaching our goals than just merely setting our goals. Take, for instance, setting our goals for artist life every month with the points of 250, I think that's a fair goal. So I take my time and I make sure that I do that. The plans of diligence leading to a profile assured has led us to poverty. We read in Proverbs 21:5. So as before, look carefully at how you walk. Look carefully how you walk, because God sees everything. He sees everything. He sees everything. He sees all. So if you have heard an old saying, there's only one way to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. That means that when we are trying to accomplish a goal that we haven't achieved in the past, or that it seems impossible, the only way to accomplish it is to look a little at a time. There has been studies that we are capable of four more than we realize. Four more than we realize. We know that we could do a lot of things. As women, we could do a lot. We accomplish a lot. We could do multiple tasks. We are all doing, I can say that from my Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Yes, she does a lot. We just need to manage our time and harmony and our energy. I have to learn this as I become aware of that intention. I go on because I realize setting time and boundaries and goals will help me to achieve my intention. It's so easy to become distracted, waste precious time. And I always say, you can't get time back. Time is very important. I made a statement the other day. I said I have more time behind me than in front of me. So my time is precious. So we have to all look at that. Time is very important. It's very precious. Don't take time for granted. Don't take people for granted. Look up. We realize that the day has gone by and we have not achieved what we would have liked to. Can we identify with that? Can any of y'all identify with that? I learned now to set my goals and write them down. Every morning I have things I need to do within a time frame. First, I have to take time to be with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I stop. That's my time. God, my prayer time, as Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon said, God, your prayer time, God, your ears, God, your mind. You have to, God is so, I was a person that always shared and never think about individuals. I never, I think everybody your friend, but oh, something slapped me back and brought me to my sister. That is not true. So right now I learned to God my time. When I went to use that scripture, Psalms 4:6-10, be still, know I'm God. People can't understand me now. They can't relate to me. They say, why she's not speaking? Oh, my. I'm mad, but Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful said, then shut up, minister. Shut up, minister. Shut up. And that's what I learned to do. And they don't know how to take me now. But I smile, but it's real. We all have 1,440 minutes in each of every day. However, many of us differ in the way we should utilize that minutes. I am blessed to have in my life good friends that I can relate to, and we respect each other. So we know how to use our time. We have remind us that time is such a precious commodity. It's something that we can make anymore. We cannot make time anymore. So right now we have to just think about what we're doing. And as I listened to Prophet Kai, that you have to give it, I am. I am. Count it all joy. Sometimes I don't know what to say, but God, I got to count it all joy. Material things can always be replaced and replenished. But we never get this day back. How we choose to spend our time personal and unique to all of us. Our personal is different from yours, my responsibility, the way I carry out my assignments, and look different and require different gifts. But things I know for certain is time being managed, because we only allow so much time. God sees everything, so we have to understand our time. We need to be intentional on our time. Be intentional, everyone. Be intentional, because you can't get it back. You can't get time back. So spend time with people that's you're going to learn something from. We on these calls. These calls make a difference in my life. I don't know about yours, but it makes a difference in my life. And it has made me more, I want to say, intentionally and understanding God more and more each and every day. So be intentional on your time. Don't take time for granted. Don't take people for granted, because you don't know when God going to take it away. Be intentional with your time. If you're going to experience the best of what God has in store for you, you have to prioritize your time by doing what matters most in your life. Business wouldn't get you where you want to go, but spending time and focus, intentional, will. Whatever you want to accomplish is possible when you take time to cultivate it. I am still learning to be much more intentional with my time when I come to time, because intention is an action that must always be exercised. Be intentional with your time. I'm passionate about changing patterns in my life, growing more in my management. Whether it is accomplished in dreams or simply take time to relax or be with the family. We accomplish important things using wisely. One thing that has helped me is to set time for my activities. When I exercise, when I go walking in the community, I take time. It's time. And you see the young people playing in the park. You see so many things going on. You say you better have time. You don't always live by time, but I encourage you to be intentional in your time, in your area where you want to improve. Spend time. Your time is wisely. Those areas is not about accounting the minutes that makes the minute count. So be intentional with your time, because you can't get time back. So as I looked at the words that I said, Jeremiah, before I was formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation. That's Jeremiah 1:5. As I read the things that I look about, I said, Proverbs says, be intentional with your time. Be intentional, because you can't get it back. So be intentional with your time. James 5:12 says, in the ESV Bible says, but above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not be under condemnation. So let your time be intentional with your time. Be intentional with your time. I can't say it anymore. Philippians 4:19. I love that one. And my God shall supply every need of your according to your riches in glory. Be intentional with your time. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord and his strength and seek his presence continuously. Hallelujah. Be intentional with your time. Back to you, Minister Wilmer.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for that on-time message. Be intentional with your time, and I will call you back to give us the benediction after I pray and give the announcements. Lord, we are so thankful that you have given us the time, Father, and you told us to redeem the time because it is, this is not, it's not, the time is short, God. So, Father, we ask that, we thank you so much for Minister Cynthia who brought the word to us on how to use our time and how to use it wisely, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen her, continue to pour back into her so that she will have the ability to do those things which you have purposed her to do. Bless Minister Cynthia's going out and her coming in. And, Father, may the hand of protection, the hand of favor rest upon her. God, we thank you so much that you have allowed us this time to come together, to share, to worship, to pray. And now, Lord, I lift up the prayer request before you. Father, you know each and every need. You know what we have been going through. So we lift up, oh God, all who have challenges in their bodies, oh God, that you will bless, that you will heal. For you are the God who heals. You said healing is the children's bread. You said that by your stripes we are already healed. And Father, you said that there's nothing that goes on that you don't already know about. And so we're trusting you as we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, just as you spoke this world into existence, we're speaking to the infirmities that we have been diagnosed with, to cancer, to flesh-eating diseases, to high blood pressure, God, to kidney problems, Lord. We are speaking to even those things that we don't even know how to pronounce, God, but you know. Father, you said that by your stripes we are healed, and we take the authority over Satan and all of his cohorts as he tries to afflict us with all kinds of illnesses and diseases. God, we come against mental illness. We come against depression in the name of Jesus. We come against suicidal tendencies in the name of Jesus, for they are not of you. Now, God, we also lift up our family members who are challenged with the bereavement of those who have gone on before. Father, you said that you are the God who comforts. You said that you would give us peace that surpasses all understanding. So we ask that you shower them with that peace, with the love, with the comfort, God, knowing that those who are in Christ, who leave this world in Christ, we never, ever die. It's a transition, God, and they have transitioned into glory to be with you. Father, we lift up family members who are challenged financially, Lord. Father, you said that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we ask that those needs be supplied in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you be with each of us as we go about this day. Be our hedge of protection on our front guard, rear guard, side guard, Lord. And, Father, that we be a blessing to someone today as we walk out there in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, unapologetically proclaiming the word of God. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you're going to go to 712-432-1085, and the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And we invite you to join us on the morning motivational call that's going on probably in about a minute. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Today is Awareness Wednesday with Diamond President Victoria Flanagan as host and a speaker with a topic on Alzheimer's. So, again, thank you, Minister Darrell, for greeting our family members this morning and with all the scripture verses that you give to fortify our souls. Thank you, Minister Thomas Kalin, for starting us off in time of praise and worship. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for bringing an on-time word to redeem, to make sure that we make good use of our time. As I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that this Willa Peterson loves me some you. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that powerful introduction and your prayers. Thank you again, Minister Darrell. I love you too, life. Thank you, Song is caring for all that you do. We have a beautiful team. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have given me this day. I want to set my intention on accomplishing what the will and move closer to my dreams and hope for the future. Help me to use my time wisely to choose this activity that will bring honor to you and enrich my life. Help me to not rush through this important area and waste time unnecessarily on discretion. I want to thank you right now for all that you're doing, what you're about to do for me, Lord. Keep me closer to you. Thank you right now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day, everyone.